Well, Chenango Landing was historically a dry dock complex where canal boats were built and repaired. We have the only restored and recovered, reconstructed, however you want to phrase it, dry dock on the Erie Canal in the entire state. So the claim to fame of this site are the dry docks themselves. And we have, this is a three-bay dry dock, which is somewhat unique. There were dry docks up and down the entire canal, Clinton's Ditch as well as the enlarged canal, and they have fallen into, you know, disrepair and are buried and hidden. The folks in Chenango Landing, rediscovered the dry docks in 1985 and have reconstructed this whole site around them.
If you were traveling up and down the canal when it actually was in business, you know, mm-hmm. mules pulling the barges, mm-hmm. et cetera, what might have been going on here in 1840 or 60 or whatever that would have been?
Well, we're actually on the enlarged canal, which is the second version of the canal, so it would have been in use in 1855. And we're not too far from the original Clinton's Ditch, but at this site, which began in about 1854, 1855, it would have been a bustling site. That we believe that the bays would have, from some old photos we have, the bays would have been used, each one of them used it, probably at any one time, with a new boat being constructed on the side of them. We know from census records that there were at least 20 workers employed on the site, probably for 8 months or more. We like to think of it as kind of a throughway stop. It would have been a very busy thoroughfare, of course. At this point, it was mostly a thoroughfare of commerce and goods. People at this time were probably using other forms of transportation. And there probably would have been maybe, again, from some accounts, maybe 5,000 canal boats working on the canal at any one time. Wow. From probably New York to Buffalo. And like I said, each of the bays would have been busy and the new boat would be constructed. But there's also a store warehouse on site. If your boat was being repaired, you would most likely live in your boat, but your mules would have stayed in a mule stable. And there's also a sawmill, a boat building shop, and a blacksmith shop that would have been on site. And we believe there were a couple other buildings, probably some other industry and commerce going on at the site.
How interested are people in all that history, and how big of the attraction of the place is that stuff?
Well, we're still working on, we believe, still working on sharing the fact that we are here with many folks. I don't think everyone in Central New York knows that Chenango Landing exists. Like many other historic sites or cultural heritage sites, you know, our advertising is limited. So we appreciate opportunities like this to share the fact that we exist and that we're the only dry dock on the Erie Canal. So as such, we're unique in that respect. But people are, I think, connecting with the Erie Canal more than they have perhaps in the past. Maybe it's our distance from it that's made us appreciate it more. Certainly when you think about New York State history, which is getting a little bit of a revival with the Governor's Path Through History initiative, the Erie Canal is one of the most unique things in the state, and it certainly was central to the expansion of the country. And some people maybe even suggest to the existence of the country back in the early 1800s when we were still nervous about our autonomy and our financial stability. But folks are interested in the canal history we find, and they might visit other sites along the canal. They also are interested in the fact that this museum in 1985 was really unearthed by the volunteers. So we like to think that there's two stories here. There's the story of the making of a museum as well as the history of the site. And the story of the making of this museum is really pretty incredible as well.